Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Why is it so hard for some people to control their drinking? 20% of adults will drink heavily in their lifetime, and only half will cut back, even in poor health. So why do they do it?
We've guessed, without much evidence, the reasons: genetics, brain chemistry, society, and culture. But new research now points to brain circuitry as a biomarker to identify people predisposed to alcoholism.
So at first, scientists believed binge drinking led to brain changes that led to compulsive drinking. But in this study, using an animal model, scientists could predict which animals would drink compulsively the very first time they drank alcohol.
Based on how the mice behaved, they were divided into low, high, and compulsive drinkers. The compulsive group continued drinking even when they were given adverse stimuli.
Advanced cell imaging of nerve cells in two areas of the brain were taken: behavior control and response to adverse events. It showed that nerve cell communication between the two brain regions was different in the compulsive group. This was then used as the biomarker for compulsive drinking.
Then researchers applied optogenetics to turn that circuit on or off, and guess what? Turning it on or off increased or decreased the amount of compulsive drinking in mice.
If this is the same circuit for other compulsive disorder, what a lead, especially if the same circuit exists in humans. If so, millions who suffer from compulsive disorders could benefit.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.